This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. When the Atlanta Braves announced their move to the suburbs in 2013, some skeptics foresaw an exodus of residents fleeing game day traffic and crowds. 4 years later, Cobb County home sales are outpacing other metro counties. Newlywed Jeff Dollar is getting a first-time tour of his future apartment at The Battery, a residential apartment complex on the mixed-use campus of Major League Baseball's newest venue, SunTrust Park. The street below Dollar's balcony is still a construction site that will soon feature bars, restaurants, stores, a theater, essentially an open-air mall.
Walking distance to a bowling alley. I mean, how could you beat that? And then SunTrust Park.
Dollar and his wife, Callie, discovered on their recent honeymoon in Key West that when they don't have a car, they enjoy walking to the coffee shop or the grocery store or the restaurant.
I think there's a lot of people trained not to get up and walk because their car is available. People have to be kind of hit over the head with walkability, even though it already exists.
Yes, you heard that right. Walkability in the suburbs. This is Cobb County, after all, where voters have rejected Atlanta's public transit system, MARTA, for decades. Marietta-based real estate agent Connie Carlson says walkability is why the hand-wringing about game day traffic isn't sending Cobb County residents packing.
In November of 2013 is when the public all found out that the Braves were building this stadium. So if everybody was going to be freaking out, you would expect that Cobb County housing would suffer from that because people would just sell their house and move.
In fact, in those intervening 4 years, home sales in Cobb County are up an average of 13%, more than the Metro Atlanta average of 10% in that same time period. Sales are even more brisk around the county's walkable town centers.
Get this, Vining's 21% increase, Smyrna 23% increase, Marietta, City of Marietta, 16% increase. So if people didn't want to live around the stadium, why are the number of homes being sold increasing at a faster rate than the Atlanta average?
That is not to say that people in Cobb County aren't realistic about what happens when thousands of people come and go from a 60-acre development with a 42,000-seat baseball stadium, 531 apartments, thousands of square feet of office space, plus dozens of stores and restaurants.
Traffic is always a problem.
Real estate agent David Bamig has been selling residential real estate around Metro Atlanta since the Braves' original home downtown, Turner Field, was built in the 1990s.
I think it's going to be a challenge, like it was when you're going to a Braves game. I mean, you never heard people complain about going to the Braves game when it was downtown and sitting in traffic. They knew it and they expected it.
Bamig predicts SunTrust Park will have different transportation challenges than the TED because there'll be more to do there.
I think the infrastructure with the restaurants and the shopping that's there will help to stretch out the arrival and departure times as opposed to at the stadium downtown where people would drive down for the game and then they would leave.
So SunTrust Park may be just one more opportunity for Atlantans to do what we do best. Complain about traffic, strategize how to avoid it, without paying for transit alternatives. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.